The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we go through the timeline of all the trial and court dates that Donald Trump is facing. A lot of information in this episode. And then we talk about Jonah Goldberg and how the Republican Party has changed, in my opinion, for the better. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That's Charlie Kirk Show, and hit subscribe. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or a college chapter at tpusa.com. Become a member, members.charliekirk.com, to get our show ad-free and exclusive commentary. You'll hear more about it. And also subscribe. Also, get your friends to subscribe to the podcast by emailing it or texting these episodes. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. This is not a slow news day. You know, sometimes they say, oh, you know, it's the doldrums of summer. It's a slow news day. You have to think of things to talk about. There's no lack of things to talk about. We're going to actually go through the timeline because it could be so confusing, these indictments all over the place. We had a very powerful show yesterday, if I may say so. The reaction from you, the audience, has been overwhelming. Thank you. You guys can subscribe and listen to what we talked about yesterday in hour one. Can conservatives handle the truth? And the honest answer is most cannot. We received hundreds of emails of people that believe firmly Donald Trump is not going to jail ever under any circumstances. These indictments are just show. It's theatrics. I think that is silly. You look at Tina Peters, Steve Bannon, January 6th defendants in pretrial detention. You look at the Michigan alternate electors. You look at James O'Keefe, Rudy Giuliani, Dinesh D'Souza. The regime is playing for keeps. This is not playtime. There's a lot of news going around this gag order. It looks like Donald Trump will not be gagged by this D.C. judge, which is good news. The Department of Justice wanted to silence him. He did get a stern warning, as we predicted, but it looks like his First Amendment rights are going to be continuing. Just silly we even have to say that. But any day now, next week, probably Fannie Willis, who is the Alvin Bragg equivalent in Fulton County, is going to come down with a 12-person indictment in a RICO case. And that's another criminal case against Donald Trump and people in his orbit. Who those 12 people are kind of remains a mystery. We could speculate who they are, maybe Rudy Giuliani. But to get to 12 is very interesting. Some people are suspecting Senator Lindsey Graham could be indicted. I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that, but I actually called Citizen Kane from Citizen Free Press last night. I said, hey, man, who are the 12? And I actually haven't seen the full list. We won't know until the indictment actually comes down. But I want to go through the timeline because there was some breaking news last night. Jack Smith leads aggressively and says, hey, we want the trial January 2nd. So you have Christmas break, AmFest. By the way, get your tickets. AmericaFest is going to be the biggest AmFest we've ever had. Phoenix, Arizona. We have the poster behind us, AmFest.com. Coming in December, you're going to have Christmas, you're going to have New Year's, and boom, January 2nd, right out of the gate, they want Donald Trump in a courtroom. Now, Donald Trump could and his team will likely try to stretch this out a little bit, and the judge has to decide. So it is probable that the trial will be in February or March. That's what it's looking like. The prosecution does not always get what they want, and so they're going to be pushed back a little bit, most likely. There could be pretrial motions. The Trump team can say, hey, we need more time. Judges typically are sympathetic to that. Donald Trump will have to waive some of his constitutional rights to a quick and speedy trial. And in this case, Donald Trump will actually want to waive his rights for a quick and speedy trial. In fact, a quick and speedy trial is probably not in Donald Trump's best interest right now, because the more time he can prepare to defend himself against the incredibly aggressive Department of Justice, and also there's a political angle to this. And so we have here, the Georgia case is coming. We'll build that out. If Donald Trump has to stand trial in January, if it happens in January, I want you to understand, that is just days before the Iowa caucus. So Donald Trump, who is leading in the Iowa caucus convincingly, so in the midst of the primary season, in the midst of the caucus season, we are seeing massive interference. So it is possible that while people go to cast their caucus ballot in Iowa, the front runner is going to be standing trial for obstruction of justice and conspiracy to overthrow the American government. In addition to that, we have a hearing in the January 6th case on August 28th, the first presidential debate that Donald Trump will likely not show up to on August 23rd, is happening on August 23rd. On October 2nd, there's a trial in the Trump Organization civil fraud suit, which, by the way, we don't even know, we don't even talk about this. There's all these civil cases that are happening against Donald Trump simultaneously. On January 15th, the day of the Iowa caucus, there's a trial in the E. Jean Carroll civil defamation suit. On January 29th, there's a trial in an alleged pyramid scheme class action lawsuit. On February 6th is the Nevada Republican primary. On February 27th is the Michigan Republican primary. On March 5th is the Super Tuesday primary. On March 25th is a trial in New York State criminal hush money case, the Stormy Daniels criminal case. And on May 14th is a pretrial hearing on the classified documents case. So I just want to make sure that you're tracking here. This fall, Donald Trump will be preparing to defend himself against the American government while the campaign season is underway. You have a trial in the Trump Organization civil fraud suit, which is brought forward by New York Attorney General Letitia James. Now, let me just pause and remind you, there is not a single Republican attorneys general, or a single Republican DA that is doing anything to respond against the criminality of the Democrats. We are sitting here and we are taking it. Just reminding you that we have to go through this entire faux exercise while we are just sitting ducks and we are getting blitzkrieged. And I've talked to a lot of these guys. They're sweet people. They don't mean business. No. The Democrats are playing at such a higher level. They want this more than most Republican, not you guys, the audience. You guys are terrific. Your elected Republican attorneys general and DAs are not serious. Fannie Willis is about to put forward a massive RICO case. Why can't we put forward a RICO case against BLM? It is one of the easiest criminal cases ever to prosecute. These people are paying millions of dollars to like their sugar daddies. They're paying, it's outright charitable fraud. You have 50 states engaged. This is all just based on public reporting. And we can't even lift a finger against them. Not even a finger. It's maddening. It is. It shows Republicans do not want to win. We want to lose nobly and still protect our lifestyle. Okay, that's somewhat of a separate issue, but it certainly animates me. So I just want to, so then January 2nd, if Jack Smith gets his way, Donald Trump is standing trial. Then on January 15th, E. Jean Carroll has another lawsuit against Donald Trump, financed by billionaires, Reid Hoffman, LinkedIn billionaire. And the Carroll case is pure piracy. Let's just be clear. Absolute insane her case has gotten anywhere. It is legal malpractice. And then we have the Iowa Republican caucus. I actually think that if Donald Trump is standing trial in January, it helps him in the Iowa caucus. I really do. And then you have another trial against Donald Trump in January of a pyramid scheme class action lawsuit, start of trial and class action lawsuit accusing Trump and his company of promoting a get-rich-quick scheme. Then you have the Nevada Republican primary, the Michigan Republican Party primary just continues. There's a lot of, there are several dimensions to this. Their plan is, at the very least, weigh Trump down with all these legal expenses. It's working, but also it just goes to show the Republican Party, the quote-unquote opposition party, we are not ready for this. We are scared of our own shadow. Fannie Willis is about to go after 12 Republicans, Alvin Bragg, DOJ. Is there a single Republican in the country that has done anything to go after the criminals of the Democrats? If so, please email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. A DA and attorneys general, they're afraid. They're cowards. That's who they are. That's what the Republican Party is filled of. And meanwhile, I have to receive emails from people. Oh, no, Trump's actually never going to go to jail. They don't mean business. We wonder why we're losing the country. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives 5 mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk. So we're going to put together a list. Maybe it's 5, maybe it's 7, maybe it's 10. Democrats or Democrat organizations that Republican attorneys general should investigate. Just investigate, get to the truth. Maybe James Biden in Florida for what he did there. Maybe Hunter Biden in Arkansas. Figure it out. So we're going to put together a list, very easy to read, so that the Republican attorneys general have no excuse, and we're going to publish it. And so we're going to just kind of go through a list, BLM, Patrice Cullors. How about all these different NGOs and 501c3s that have been financing and or involved the attack on Cop City in Georgia? GBI maybe in Michigan? It's an interesting one. They were domiciled in Tennessee. So maybe the Tennessee attorney general could start looking into that. I don't see any evidence that Republican attorneys general are doing anything. Anything. You know, one of them said, well, Charlie, we're civilly suing BLM. Ha! Civilly suing. Yeah, that's really gonna shake them. So what they're doing is they're putting forward a $100 million tax on the Trump campaign. And we're taking it. New York Times reports spiraling legal bills threaten Trump with a cash crunch. The former president's political orbit, including the super PAC that backs him, is already spending more than it's taking in. An unusual trajectory this far out from an election. Yeah, why do you think that is? So at the very least, they're weighing down his entire presidential campaign with distractions, indictments. No, it's not fair. It's not fair, but you would think that we had maybe 2 or 3 Republican attorneys general. We have 28. 28. And we refuse to use any of them. Anyway, so Donald Trump is being weighed down by these mounting legal bills, which is exactly what they want. Jack Smith wants to slow him down. They want to throw sand in the gears of the MAGA movement. They want to have Donald Trump have to stand trial for weeks on end. Meanwhile, his adversaries in the Republican primary can take pot shots and can run ads against him and to lower his favorability ratings. There's a great clip here. Well, it's not great, but it's accurate. I don't know if I see it here on the cut sheet, but it was in the open. It was Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC. And this is exactly how they feel. They believe clearly that if Donald Trump, yeah, that's okay, cut 136, get it ready. This is why they're operating with the rapidity, the ferocity, the intentionality. This is not a joke for them. This is everything. I've said it before. The leaders of the Democrat Uniparty, the leaders of the Marxist regime, they are so terrified of you, of the ordinary American, of the muscular class, They are saying on television that freedom itself is over if Donald Trump gets elected. This is not a game for them. They're saying it time and time and time again. They're also insanely well-funded. Democrat donors are far more generous than Republican donors. It's not even close. They give 5 to 10 times more. They have so much money. And the Democrats used to be the ones that would complain about the Koch brothers and campaign finance. Now they are flush with cash. They literally have so much money flooding the system that they have time to spend money in red states. They'll just flood money into Wyoming or in Indiana. The Democrats have coffers on coffers of plutocrats and oligarchs that are flooding money in. Republicans and the conservative movement have no such advantage. Scrapping for money. But listen to this. Why are they going after Donald Trump like this? They believe at their core, they've convinced themselves that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. And they're acting like it. Play cut 136.
And this is why I get so enraged with not the far right fringe, but the Republican, the establishment Republicans. Right. Do you not understand that if Donald Trump wins, nothing else matters because it's over? You need to think that, that extreme. It's over. Freedom is over if Donald Trump gets elected. It's that simple. No other issue matters.
Freedom is over if Donald Trump gets elected. That's the belief of Jack Smith, of Fannie Willis, of Alvin Bragg, of George Soros, of Laureen Powell Jobs, of the eBay founder, of the Google people. And they're playing for keeps. They have the memory of 2016. They remember the shock, the awe, the desperation, the panic when Donald Trump was announced on election night in 2016. And they will never let that happen again. And I'll be very honest, we as Republicans are not planning or acting as if we want to win this 2024 election. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. And like many of you, I'm a busy guy balancing family, show, travel, and TPUSA. When I needed a mortgage, I went to my friends Andrew Delray and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific. They were amazing. And look, I had some complicated stuff. Don't need to go into the details. They handled it personally. Call them if you have an aging family member, for example, that needs some financial relief. Ask them about a reverse mortgage. If you're self-employed and are finding it difficult to qualify because of that, they have my 100% full and complete endorsement. Call them and help you prepare. I'm telling you, anything mortgage related, please call them and not the big woke banks. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they will get back to you with answers. Call them at 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com. They're good friends of mine. Full and complete endorsement. If you are a first-time home buyer renting and want to be, they'll call and help you prepare. Check it out, andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they'll get you back with answers, andrewandtodd.com. Okay, so some of you are really excited, emailing us freedom@charliekirk.com. Oh, Merrick Garland just announced, breaking news while we're on our program, that Weiss is now a special counsel in the Hunter Biden criminal investigation. I'm just at a loss for words that you guys are falling for this, to be honest, but not all of you. Number one, there is a distinct technical legal difference between a special counsel and an independent counsel. A special counsel is nothing more than an attaché to Merrick Garland. An independent counsel is truly walled off, own staff, own funding, and the attorney general has nothing to do with it. That would be Bob Mueller or Ken Starr. A special counsel is nothing more than a revamped, just, let's just say, outsourced attachment of what Merrick Garland wants. That's number one. Number two, why is Merrick Garland doing this? So the appearance of independence. So, and this is important. If Congress actually ends up authorizing a quote-unquote special independent counsel, then it's a completely technically different thing. This means absolutely nothing. It is responsible to the Attorney General of the United States and then to the President of the United States. So this is just Joe Biden, who eventually has total and complete control over this in the executive branch. Number two, this is just an insurance plan. This is simply an insurance plan. That's all this is. This is an insurance policy in case Joe Biden and his dementia starts to overcome him. They need some sort of backup plan understand, we as Republican conservatives or MAGA, whatever, I get asked, you know, I got asked by a donor the other day, say, well, Charlie, what's the inside plan? I said, there's no plan. I said, the Republican Party can't even hold a debate. The Republican Party can't even, they can't even get every candidate to show up and vet their donors. 40,000 donors. Yeah, Mike Pence has 40,000 donors. Sure. There's no plan. There's no ballot chasing plan. There's no voter registration plan. There is no plan. It's all just, we hope everyone shows up. It's a bunch of guesswork. It's a miracle that we actually get as close as we do. The Democrats have planned this down to the precinct. They've planned to the voter, to the how we're going to win over this community and micro-target this. They have a machine of artificial intelligence and sophistication. Our plan is, let's try our best. So the Democrats have now put forward a backup plan via David Weiss. David Weiss. Just in case, if Joe Biden gets a little bit out there, they're able to tug it in. David Weiss is nothing more than a leash for the Uniparty to be able to continue to control Biden. And if necessary, bring in Gavin Newsom, bring in Kamala Harris, whomever it is at the right time, using the DNC superdelegate system to be able to have who they want as the candidate. Remember, the party of democracy, the party that wants more people to have representation, wants less parties on the ballot, less primaries, less selections. But it's our democracy, as Kamala Harris tells us. Now, what's so interesting, and I want to play these two clips and contrast them, is that I know that this is a lot of, you know, there's been a fair amount of negative news we've covered today, and it's the honest truth. The timeline is not promising. The timeline is a complete insult to our institutions, to our traditions. But I have to say, I am long-term hopeful about what the Republican Party has become. The rise of the small-dollar donor has changed the Republican Party for the better. Eventually, we are going to get better elected officials and better politicians. But a bottom-up movement is far more anti-fragile, far more resistant to attacks. It's decentralized. But not everybody agrees with that. So first, I want to play a piece of tape that shows the everyday man. This reminds me of a National Geographic type special. A PBS special, if you will, that I would see growing up in the early 2000s, where they would send a foreign correspondent to an Aboriginal tribe in rural Australia. And he would go there to sit around and try to find out what the foreign distant tribal members thought about society. And they would capture them. That's John King going to go talk to Republican voters. He's so disconnected. It's so foreign to him. He might as well go down to Peru, to the highlands of Machu Picchu, and talk to the people still living in the 300. And I don't mean this in a derogatory way, so some people could take this wrong, but John King looked at this assignment as if he's going to the zoo or going to sub-Saharan Africa to check out exotic animals. That's the journalistic intent here. It's such a foreign mindset. It is so contrasted with the CNN regime narrative. So CNN goes into the wild with their cameras to view the MAGA voter in their habitat. This is what John King learns. Play cut 145.
Friends and family around the table don't watch and don't trust CNN. There is reverence for Ronald Reagan here. But listen.
The trust is gone.
Reagan's optimism replaced by Trump's grievances.
We got to find our own way to take care of ourselves.
Reagan's disdain of big government replaced by Trump's distrust of just about everything.
I think he thinks he was stolen from him.
Still questions about the 2020 election.
And I had a lot of people who agreed with him.
Criticism of the Trump prosecutions.
But nothing about that deal is the American way. I don't think.
And this.
If you think the United States should be supporting Ukraine in the fight against Putin, raise your hand.
Not a single hand goes up. And CNN is suffocating in the silence. Everyone wants war. How dare the MAGA person not want to fly the Ukraine flag? They probably don't celebrate Pride Month. And so that gives me hope. The ordinary man, the muscular class. Our movement long term is stronger than the Democrats. The Democrats, they are a temporary coalition between permanent, resentful, government-addicted minorities and people that want government benefits, Xanax and Chardonnay wine moms, and resentful college-educated white liberal women who complain about everything with single women, and oligarchs. That's the Democrat Party. Republicans are a multiracial, small business, parents party, entrepreneurs, Hispanics, blacks, all across the board. The Republican Party is a healthier party. Not left versus right, but top versus bottom. And that might not manifest itself this election. I'm just going to be honest. No guarantee. But if the Republican Party keeps this pace up, as artificial intelligence starts to displace millions of jobs, as the technocrats try to redesign society, the Democrat coalition is going to shrink and shrink. All they have left is fringe social issues of trans zealots and, as we say frequently, the Aspen ski lift women who care so much about abortion, that's all they vote on. I think it's a Potemkin village. I think it's a house of cards. I think it's an unsustainable political coalition. I had an amazing opportunity to speak yesterday at an organization called PHP. It's put on by Patrick Bet-David, who I have a lot of respect for. He's excellent. It was in Las Vegas. There were 8,000 people there. 8,000. Almost every single person was Hispanic and black. And you know what? Widespread agreement. Widespread agreement. I'll show you the videos. I'm not making it up. Standing ovations. You know what? We're talking against the trans thing. Talking about why you need religion. Talking about why our country needs to put our citizens first. Hispanic, black, standing ovations. If we did not have the mass manipulation, the Operation Mockingbird media, I believe at my core, our message would win in every single possible community outside of Sun Valley, Jackson Hole, or the Upper East Side Manhattan group. Somebody very close to me in my family who traditionally would be liberal just came in contact with Megyn Kelly's podcasts and totally changed her mind on the trans issue. In her own words, quote, "I have been red-pilled on the trans issue." Whoa, it's unbelievable. And so the Democrat coalition is going to fall apart. It is square peg, round hole. We used that before. I want you to imagine that. It is forced and it's going to collapse at some point. I don't know when, but it's unsustainable. You cannot have people who rant against taking money from rich people in the same party as the billionaire oligarchs. Eventually, that is going to deteriorate. When? I don't know. Jonah Goldberg, though, who is just such a trap. I mean, Jonah Goldberg is the ultimate tragic figure in public commentary. He is. Because Jonah Goldberg authored one of the most impactful books that beautifully describes everything we're living through. This is what just drives me nuts about the Jonah Goldberg story. Jonah Goldberg wrote the story. Now, wrote the book, Liberal Fascism, where he talked about how the natural extension of publicly espoused liberalism is fascist-type policies. You should read the book. It is so good. Jonah Goldberg warned us that the left in the country is not actually liberal, but they were leftist. And then Donald Trump came, and it just short-circuited Jonah Goldberg's National Review brain. It just overheated him. He just became a crazy person. He's not dumb. He is not stupid. He's definitely not wise, but he's not stupid. And it's too bad. And he attacks me on Twitter all the time. Truly don't care. And then he said something so foolish on CNN, and I'll play it to you. Trump has changed so many different people, changed our politics, and otherwise smart, otherwise really intelligent people just became total fools. And it's too bad because Jonah Goldberg's book, Liberal Fascism, very well could just be the perfect description of what's going after Donald Trump. Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are starting it up. First of all, If you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this. Live Q&As with me and the team. Articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else. Pre-show prep calls and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff. But even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com. Okay, so Jonah Goldberg is, again, it's a tragic figure. He's a really smart person who has become a fool. No wisdom. Liberal fascism was peak Jonah. I'm honest. I say this every time I talk about Jonah because it was an excellent product. Okay. So Jonah Goldberg goes on CNN. He sounds like a Democrat now. He never would have said this 10 years ago. He never even would have used the word democracy. He used to actually care about being accurate in his vocabulary. But now Jonah Goldberg said something extraordinary. And this is not a small opinion. I hear it all the time. That Vichy French Republicans believe that you are the problem. That not just your ideas are the problem, but the fact that you give money to Donald J. Trump, to Turning Point USA, to Turning Point Action, that you give money to James O'Keefe, that you give money to Josh Hawley, that you give money to any, that you're the problem. We should celebrate the fact that the Republican Party is becoming a party of small dollar donors. This is exactly the mindset. It's one of the most important clips I have seen in quite some time. We have told you a little bit. I don't have time to build this out properly, extensively, or completely, of Plato's idea of the philosopher king, that we live in the clouds, we manage society, we know better than you. We are the just man society. In fact, there was a thing called the just man society, which hilariously actually funded Karl Marx. That's a deeper issue for a different time. But Plato believed in the just man, that they have a secret knowledge. You could call this the ruling class, as Angelo Codevilla would in his beautiful book, Ruling Class. May he rest in peace. Jonah Goldberg thinks of himself as a ruling class member, that he has a special key card into the secret society, the secret gnosis, the secret mind. And that you deplorables, you gun-owning Walmart people, you're the problem. That you're donating, that you have a voice. Jonah Goldberg, in one clip, says that the fact that the Republican Party is financed by you is a threat to democracy. Not a joke, not a misrepresentation. Listen to this carefully. We might even play this twice. Play cut 144.
But I just also think that we were dealing with a time where there were a lot of people, there was a lot of cheering and self-congratulation about the rise of small donors a decade ago. And now small donors are actually one of the biggest problems for democracy, for the GOP, because large donors actually have a strategic view about moderation, who can win, who can't. Small donors really are just venting their spleen with their credit card, and they lock candidates into positions that can hurt them in a general election.
Venting their spleen with their credit card. That's what he thinks of you. That's what he thinks of the military veteran who's 80 years old, who went into their life savings to give money to a candidate they believed that could help make their grandkids live in a freer society. That's what he thinks of you, those of you that maxed out your credit cards so you could support Donald Trump in the 2020 election. He has such contempt for you that he thinks that it's nothing more than venting your spleen. No, he prefers the Republican donor that doesn't want to talk about trans issues, doesn't want to talk about immigration, that appeals to just Ukraine. Jonah Goldberg misses the secret society of Republicans. That's what he's lamenting. That's what that clip is all about. Jonah Goldberg is bitter that a group of high-minded Harvard and Stanford Republicans don't run the Republican Party anymore, and that he has to resort to CNN in his sloppy, slovenly appearance to yetch, to complain that you give too much money. This is a phenomenal development in the conservative movement, that you're in charge, that you're able to hold candidates accountable, that they have to listen to you, not just Aspen, Sun Valley, Kennebunkport, Martha's Vineyard, Jackson Hole. Those places of high society now matter less. If that mattered, Ron DeSantis would be up 30 points. He's visited the Hamptons to go raise money. Doesn't do anything. You now have to win voters. Jonah Goldberg thinks that's disturbing because he hates your values. He hates your worldview. He hates the fact that you have a voice. And now he's on the outside looking in with a politically irrelevant career. He ruined the National Review, and he'll be known as a joke and a not very wise person. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.